Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I'm Frenchie Ferenzi, and today I am joined by Allison Hartney. Allison, I am so excited to have you here, and I would love for you to introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So, hello, listeners. My name is Allison Hartney. I'm an email funnel strategist, and what I help my phenomenal clients do is enroll more clients into their course or membership on autopilot through an email funnel.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, Allison. So my first question for you is, what was one of your favorite business wins or celebrations to date?
Yes, I love this question. I feel like we should ask these questions more often. So one of my biggest business wins is actually an accomplishment one of my clients achieved. So I had a client who we worked together on her funnel. She was amazing. She was awesome. I thought it was a killer funnel. And she sent it out into the world and she was able to sell 100 of her courses that she promoted through that funnel in the first 93 days of her funnel being live. So six figures in 93 days through her course and through the funnel that we worked together on.
That is amazing. That is super, super cool. I love that. So kind of flipping the ideas a little bit on the other end of things, what is one of the hardest business lessons that you've had to learn along the way?
I feel like I've made every mistake you can possibly make in the book. And they're all lessons. So when I first started my business, I did not grow my email list at all. I was definitely like the person who was trying all the algorithm hacks to get more seen on Instagram. And I had a Facebook group, which is fine and awesome. And those things are great. But I was really depending on someone else's platform to grow my business. And then I don't even remember when it was. Some algorithm changed and like my account just tanked. And so because I had no email list, really, my business tanked. And while I had 20,000-ish followers on Instagram, I was getting like two likes on my posts. Like nobody was seeing my stuff. And that was when I got really sold on the idea of actually building an email list, because you control that, you own that, you are way more likely to get seen via email rather than hoping, praying, and crossing your fingers and eyes and toes that the algorithm is going to push the perfect post to the perfect person at the right time. So yeah. That was kind of my biggest business lesson.
Love that. I love it. And yes, I think it's so true. I think Instagram is great and it has so many, you know, positive benefits to it.
Sure.
But that I always like the idea of kind of being in control as much as possible and like being in the driver's seat and all of those things. And Instagram doesn't give you that, right? And so we also need to find ways to kind of own that side of our business and that lead generation side of our business. All right. Well, what is the top strategy snack that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So for a lot of my clients, myself included, we have a busy life. We've got kids. We've got things to do. We don't want to work all day. We didn't get into business to like start another job. We got into business for freedom and all of that good stuff that comes with that. But a lot of people, when they start their businesses or, you know, as they grow their business, they rely on launching. So doing the webinar at a certain time or a certain place or the 5-day challenge or, you know, whatever those activities are. And while those things are great, I'm not like bashing those things. I still do them. I love them. I think they're fun. What a lot of people do is they rely on those things only to grow their business. So you hope that like the emails go out that like get the people to show up at a certain time, or you hope that you pick the right time for everybody. And it's never going to be right for everybody. So you're always going to have, you know, folks that aren't able to show up. And so you're like relying on this thing that like is kind of set up to fail to grow your business. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they continue to do this thing and it never really works. That launch never really works. So my perspective has always been like, can we just replicate that thing through like a passive way so that we don't have to show up at a certain place in a certain time and nobody else has to show up at a certain place in a certain time to still get the information? So that's where the email funnel comes in. And that's why I do what I do, because I think that email funnels are, number one, they're launched, they're just done differently, and they're much more life-proof. And so you can have 100 people going through that launch and you're not actually doing it. Right. And that's a really powerful tool and a really awesome system that you can have going on in your business in the background, which also allows you to, you know, do the other things. So allows you to live your life. You can go to that, like you were saying earlier, you went to Teacher Appreciation Day the other day at your kid's school. You can go to Teacher Appreciation Day and your machine, your business is still working in the background, doing the thing, selling your thing. And so it's a much more scalable way to grow your business. It doesn't require you. And it, for most people, it's a much better way of actually selling your course or your membership than hoping that everybody shows at the right, up at the right place in the right time for your webinar, your challenge, whatever the thing is.
Yeah, 1,000%. I love that. I love that. Well, on that note, now that anyone who's listening is going to want to build their email funnel, where can people find you?
Yeah, come find me on Instagram. I know I kind of bashed Instagram in the beginning, but I actually do love the platform. my handle is Allison_Hardy_. And that's where my main place where I'm active.
Amazing. Amazing. We'll also link that in the show notes. And Allison, thank you so much for being here and sharing your wisdom with everyone. It's been so fun getting to know you more in this way. And to everyone listening, make sure you go follow Allison, and we'll be back with more Strategy Snacks very soon. Bye.